Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Evidently, our next guest, Mark Mulder, the home brewer, is at home putting the finishing touches on a batch. So I understand he's not going to be with us. So guess what? In Grilling Guys fashion, we're going to pivot and move on to another topic. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Mother's Day part of this show. We hit the big brew the first couple segments. Let's talk about mom and doing something special on the grill for her. What you thinking, Bob?
Yeah, welcome back to the show, and thanks for joining us. You can check us out anytime you want on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And, of course, our website is thegrillinguys.com. Ton of recipes there. And if you're stuck and want to do something for mom on the grill, I would recommend that great resource because it might just save your keister.
Well, at least it would make you be able to put something tasty on the grill, and yeah. That's probably not your keister, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a great point you make there. Thank you for warning people not to put their keisters on the grill.
Well, what about vegetables instead? Because you know what? A lot of times that we focus on the protein hugely on this show. If it was wiggling a few days ago, it's on the grill today. And sometimes we overlook the vegetables, and those are some of the greatest things you can put on a grill if they're done right and they're prepared right before they get there.
Yeah. How about if we just lay out a complete Mother's Day dinner at the grill for them and just tell them step by step, all you know, something that would put together a really nice meal for mom. And I would start off with something simple because it's going to be a hectic day. You probably only have one grill. You're going to want to stage your cook so that you can, of course, if you're going to do proteins, get them done first if it's the right thing. Because mom very often isn't the biggest steak eater. She likes something a little lighter maybe. So I went with a beer butt chicken. And I'm going to tell you to season it like I did some chicken the other night, which turned out phenomenal. And that was by putting some garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company on it. And then I put some dried orange peel, which comes in a spice can, you know, just shook that all over it. I put some coarse sea salt on it and then ground some fresh pepper on it. And with a beer butt chicken or a beer can chicken, you would oil the whole outside of that chicken and oil the inside and then put these spices inside and out and then set that thing on your beer can holder and put orange juice or whatever. Orange juice would be perfect since you're going with an orange profile. And put that on the grill for an hour and a half or till you get the joints to 165. Check the thighs. And then maybe do some grilled yellow squash.
Before we jump to the squash, you want to grill that in direct heat. Do not put it over the fire. If you've got a grill where you can, the left half you can fire up separate from the right half, put the chicken on the right half, fire up the left half, run that thing about 300 degrees till the internal temperature is 165. You do not want to put that beer can over top of the fire because the bottom of the chicken will get burned.
So what he's saying is you have to have a grill with more than one burner.
Correct.
If you don't, however, you can always take a ceramic pizza stone and put it on your grill because that's like the greatest equalizer for a crappy grill anyway.
Right.
You know, a lot of grills have cold spots, hot spots. Well, that ceramic stone just, it's forgiving. It distributes the heat very evenly. But that's a very good point. I like grilled yellow squash. And you know, as a kid, I never did. And I think it's because back then, I think everybody overcooked their veggies. And my mom would be making squash, and it was like real mushy.
Right.
But I like taking the small yellow squash or zucchini or a combination and cutting them into wedges and then soaking them in, of course, cheap, zesty Italian.
Right.
Or
it's really a go-to.
It really is wonderful. Or you can make up your own, you know, if you want your own profile, but and then just throw some Mrs. Dash on those. And throw them on the grill quick and get a nice little sear on them, get them heated up, slightly cooked. And that's just a fantastic, beautiful presentation. Mom will love it.
Right.
And the kids will love it because it's grilled and it looks really cool.
Put a little grill marks on it, maybe get just a little crispy. That oil that's in the dressing will crisp those up a little bit on the outside. Nice texture. Right alongside that is grilled potato wedges.
Yep.
And these are easy items, both of these, because really what you're going to be doing is cutting them up and then grilling them. But I'm going to take it just one little twist, put a sweet potato. and make wedges
out of
those.
That's really nice.
And again, you're going to want a little bit of oil on them to get them crispy. And I just hit
Absolutely.
Those. I just hit those with cracked salt and some cracked pepper as well. And then just, you got to grill the potatoes a little bit longer than the the squash.
Yes, and you want a higher heat for the potatoes.
Right.
You want a higher heat for the squash, actually, too. So once that chicken's done or moved to the side, get your burners up on high and do these veggies quick. The potatoes, you might have to slow your burner down a little bit for, depending on how you do it. I use a basket. I have lots
Great
of these
idea.
Different types of little baskets. So I'm going to soak those potatoes in whatever profile I'm going to do, probably something like just some oil and lemon. And then I'm going to hit them with some black pepper. I might want to throw some chives on them right as they're finishing off. But I like throwing them in a basket because then I can just shake them up or flip the whole thing. Because what you don't want to be doing is flipping individual wedges. It's a pain.
Well, and if you cut them too small, they fall between the grates.
Right.
And
if you cut them too big, they don't cook properly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys and The Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on your favorite station. And right now we're talking about the big brew day and, of course, Mother's Day and home brewing, Mother's Day, perfect combination. Mom might not like beer, so you might have to get some wine or make some just some hot apple cider for her.
So the menu so far has been beer butt chicken, grilled yellow squash, and potato wedges. Did we want to throw an appetizer on there or you want to jump right to dessert?
Well, there's so many things you can do on there. I love wrapping stuff in bacon. So I might stuff some gorgonzola cheese and some dates and put some little half slices of bacon around them and do those real quick. Those are fantastic. And just some gorgonzola or blue cheese. You could also put a pecan in there and wrap a date in bacon if you're not into cheese.
Right.
Or some real stiff cheddar or howdah or something like that. But then
again, you're looking for that sweet and salty combination with that date with something in it that might be crunchy.
Yeah.
And then the bacon around the outside.
I think you could put like a piece of dirt inside that thing and you wrap it in bacon. It's going to be good.
Yeah. And how do you know it's done? When the bacon is crispy.
That's all.
That's it. There's no science to
that.
And
you got to go medium heat when you do anything bacon wrapped.
You
can't go high heat.
Why is that?
Because it's just going to make your bacon black. It won't necessarily get it to the texture you want.
You get flare-ups, too.
A ton of it.
So don't walk away. When you're putting that kind of a bacon-wrapped appetizer on your grill, don't walk away.
Right.
Stand there and tend it.
Yeah, that's right. It's not your day to have a beer at the grill, although, of course, you will.
Right.
How
can you grill
without one? Maybe only one.
Right.
Or make it a low ABV. Do something like a Keweenaw Pickaxe Blonde.
Right.
My wife loved Pickaxe Blonde
Right.
Anyway,
it is good beer.
It is. So now let's make sure we sweeten Mama up with dessert.
At the end, here we go.
And pineapple slices are so easy.
Yeah,
you can even get the canned slices. You don't have to core a big pineapple because that's kind of a bugger.
Right.
But if you do get fresh pineapple, it'll just turn out better. And then again, do the long wedges.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to want to do is make up a little basting out of some brown sugar and some dark rum and some butter.
Yeah.
And you're just going to
melt it together so it becomes a liquid.
You're just going to want to keep basting, and you throw that on the grill. Make sure you baste it real nicely before you put it on the grill, because the one thing that'll happen with that pineapple is it'll want to stick, and the sugar will make it want to burn. So what I do with a pineapple wedge is I take a skewer and run it lengthwise right through the wedge, and I pick up on the wedge, and I take a spatula and pry under it before I do that, flip it over once, and then I hit it again with some more glaze right as I take it off and set them on the plate, and then I drizzle a little bit more of that over it and bring it out steaming hot. And
great presentation.
My mouth is watering right now. I love it.
Simple, simple dessert out there, grilling world, because you can do nothing easier than take the husk off a pineapple, wedge that thing, slice the core out, and you got little triangles that look like a half a banana almost. And there's another one that's really good on the grill. But glaze it up with that simple glaze that Bob put together. But the skewer is a cool trick.
It is.
Because now you can flip it. It's got some
stability.
Well,
they want to break in half
right,
is what
exactly.
happens because you're against the grain.
Right. And they're soft anyway. And as they heat up, they get more pliable. But so there's your Mother's Day on the grill. A little beer butt chicken, grilled squash, potatoes, some pineapple, and start off with
you're a hero.
The dates and bacon. And I'm telling you about your date will want to be making bacon later if you're giving her all of that.
can't say that on the radio.
I think I just did. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Steve Parr from the American Home Brewers Association. You're not going to want to miss this guy. He's one interesting cat. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.